विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्तदेशतारिणे ओम ज्ञानान्तिमिरण्डस्याख्यनज्ञानशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतापदकमलां श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सर्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो क्वाइट अ फेस्टिवल टुडे सो मेनी आचार्यस Sarasvati Puja as well, and Basant Panchami, we're celebrating on this most auspicious day. Panchami, Gaurapaksha, Madhava Mas, 535, Gauravda. So I'll try to describe. I don't know if we'll be able to do it in 44 minutes, all of them. We will try. First of all, today is Basant Panchami. That's why you're seeing yellow colors everywhere, especially Mataji, some of them. They're wearing yellow clothes. This is the favorite color of Mother Sarasvati. Basant Panchami also means Sarasvati Puja. Basant Panchami means the beginning. It's not really spring yet. We're all wearing jackets here and chadars. It's the day where you will count 40 days. So after 40 days, that'll be spring. Technically speaking, well, not here in the northern India. But in some parts of India, if you go like maybe west or east, it's nice and cooling there now. Not really this cold. So it culminates, the spring will culminate on Holi. Holi hai! Yeah, we don't play colors here. But that is a time of Gaur Purnima as well. It's very special also for the farmers. It's like Now they're looking forward because of the spring is coming. It's time to plant new crops. And usually the day before also, the followers of this Bashan Panchami, they will prepare many foodstuffs and they'll put colors like yellow. Yellowish in color. Like saffron. And the food that they will eat mostly are yellowish. You must have had that chawal with yellow color, saffron also. In some places in India, it's like a kite festival. The children, they will buy new ropes or threads and they will make kites and they will fly kites today. In tradition also, Basant Panchami means this is a good day to start, especially to those who's having children, young ones, and starting to learn. So they will teach them how to write. Because Sarasvati, she's the goddess of learning, arts, education, knowledge. So university students or schools, they have special puja also to get the favor of Mother Sarasvati. She's also an expansion of Shakti, Shakti Tattva, Shrimati Radharani ultimately. So this is a special day and we're expecting in the next few weeks also colors will be all over the place in Braj because of this preparation of Holi starting today. Today also is Vishnupriya's, let's see, Vishnupriya's appearance day. Shrimati Vishnupriya, she is the expansion of Bhudevi. Again, Shakti Tattva. We are not in that category. We're in the Jiva Tattva. That means there is a tendency for us to fall down and to go back home, back to Godhead. Shakti Tattva means they're always in the liberated platform. Vishnupriya Devi, she is the second wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After the demise of Lakshmi Priya, who is the first wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided one day to travel East Bengal, what we call now what, Bangladesh, for pilgrim. Due to separation, she died. It's like, it says that being bitten by the snake of separation. Very young, still very young. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from his travels from East Bengal, Mother Sachi asked him to get married again. And Mother Sachi, she was eyeing a very qualified girl for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was thinking that this is the best, most qualified daughter of Sanatan Pandit. And Sanatan Pandit also, yes, when Mother Sachi, she sent a messenger to Kasinath. She sent Kasinath to make some kind of agreement, a proposal, a request, if it is quite all right for his daughter, Vishnupriya, to be married to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was already like very popular, very famous due to his erudite scholarship, learned person, he's a pandit, he's a nice, very wonderful Brahmin, and also his beauty, as we've heard the other day, his beauty is his greatest weapon. Beauty is out of this world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, just by his glance and by just having his darshan, your heart will melt, so to speak. Your heart will melt. So, yes, he asked a Brahmana, an astrologer, Sanatan, Pandit, the father. He says that he is also an expansion of Satrajit, King Satrajit. So, everything is arranged, the timings, the date. Buddhimanta is a very, very wealthy personality. He bear all the expenses for all of these preparations for the wedding. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was told that everything was arranged, he says, really? Who is the groom? Who is the bride? As if he doesn't know what's going on. So now the message returned back to Sanatan. What? He is not accepting to be married to my daughter? He was devastated. Oops. He thought like that. Devastated in such a way that everything crumbled. Seems to be like, okay, that's it. My hope, my wish will not come true. But then later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I'm only joking. I was just joking. Actually, I'm ready to marry your daughter. So they're very young. In India, they have this tradition, a custom that the young age, the girl will be married to a boy, even like 6 years old, 4 years old. In their mind, they knew that that will be my husband, that will be my wife. But they don't have, you know, like contact. But the boy will go visit the girl's family. And in this way, the bond between the girl and the boy will be so fixed, established, so fixed, that practically there is no divorce. This is the tradition. This is the way how it is, a Vedic culture. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone was so happy. He was so joyful. He was so pumped. Everyone... the Brahmins will get their gifts, and some of the greedy Brahmins will take twice the gifts, or some of them even three times, because they're so like to. Not everyone is like Paka Brahmana. Some of them have that desire also to accumulate. So everything was so nice. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wearing this very nice silken cloth. Yellowish also. Nice day. Panchami. Yellow color. Decorated with very precious ornaments and jewels. Shrimati Vishnupriya. She looks like the goddess of fortune. Everyone was so happy, especially Mother Sachi. Because it was the request of Mother Sachi to have Nimai, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to be married. But then one day, a news was heard. by Mother Sachi that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take sannyas. So like news was spreading everywhere. And Mother Sachi was like, again, she was heartbroken. Oh no, I will be left alone. The wife, Vishnupriya, is still young. What's going to happen to us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my son will take sannyas. What's going to happen? It's better to die. There's no reason to live. This is how great the love of Mother Sachi towards her son, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on that day, Mother Sachi asked him, is it true? Is it true? Indirectly, he did not reply immediately, but then he revealed that yes. And Vishnupriya also, it was a long story, if you want to read that, Chaitanya Mangal by Lochandas Thakur. Very beautiful, very touchy. Your heart will really get so much affected by the conversation between Mother Sachi and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now it's Vishnupriya now. That night, Vishnupriya asked, is it true, my dear Lord, you are going to leave us? You're going to take sannyas? And that was part of the one that I read this morning. Remember that? Gauranga smiled sweetly and said, oh listen, oh most dear one, he's trying to reason now for the action that he would proceed. Please listen very carefully because I'm speaking for your benefit. Everything you see in this creation is temporary and always changing. God and the Vaishnavas are the only everlasting truths. Besides these two, everything else is temporary and illusory. I did not read the other parts because we have so many guests this morning. I think, hey, this is too much. So the next part. Sons, husbands, mother, father, men and women are all false, temporary designations. Ultimately, who belongs to whom? Except the lotus feet of Krishna. No one else can be called our near and dear one. Whatever you see in this world is the Lord's impermanent external energy. Krishna is the soul of all living entities, be they men or women. Due to Maya's conditioning, they appear as two. Krishna is the Purusha, supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the actual husband of everyone. Everything else is Prakriti, Krishna's enjoyable energy. Nobody understands this. So it's going on and on and on. That to pacify Vishnupriya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked her to sit on his lap and he put one of his hands on her head, touching her, and tried to console her. Without giving any indication also that the next morning he will live, he will go. And without knowing, usually this is the proper way to do it. Like Dhritarashtra, right? Left home. He was told by Vidura, you're wasting your time here. Better just go. So he did not tell also the family members as he's going to live. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the next day, while Vishnupriya was sound asleep. The next day, she was like, again, all heartbroken, devastated. And she was so austere that whenever she would chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, every time she chants one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, she would take one grain to put aside. And whatever grains accumulated after chanting the holy name, that is what she's going to eat. Can we follow that? It's very difficult, isn't it? You have to chant so many rounds. So many Hare Krishna Maha Mantras during the whole day before you can eat your meal. We're so lucky. Here we have so nice meals every day, so much sweets every day. I was telling Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu, you know, you should cut this sugar because otherwise we'll get sick. Especially our brahmacharis, they have sweets every day practically. But in any case, yeah, we have to be, we cannot imitate them. It's like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is the expansion of Vishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Shrimati Radhika. Now, if you look externally, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he looks like a very materialistic personality. He's surrounded by servants. He will have a hookah, water pipe, smoking. Is a water pipe means for smoking, right? His lips are always red with betel nuts, chewing betel nuts. He's wearing silken clothes. His hair was nicely perfumed and nicely combed. The canopy of his room is like nicely decorated. It's like, you know, it's luxury, extravagant. How can you say, oh, even Gadadhar, who's an expansion of Srimati Radharani, because whenever there's a new, well, there's a Vaishnava coming in Navadvip area, Mukunda will know. Mukunda and Gadadhar, they're good friends. So Mukunda heard that Pundarik Vidyanidhi just came, just arrived. So he asked his friend Gadadhar, please come. I want to show you a very exalted Vaishnava. Actually, he's not just an exalted Vaishnava. He's a Paramahamsa. A Paramahamsa means topmost swan-like personality. Never, ever be covered up by the modes of material nature. It's beyond Paramahamsa, like Srila Prabhupada. Paramahamsa. Like in sannyas, there are four different stages: Bahuda, Kutichak, Paribrajakacharya, and then Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means beyond the reach. You cannot understand. It's like, not Jagannath Das Babaji. Is Jagannath Das Babaji? Yes, Jagannath Das Babaji. He's a Paramahamsa. He doesn't wear anything, only kopan. And he would chastise his deities. Sometimes he would say, now today you will not eat. Tomorrow, if I can get some, then I will give you a feast. But today, no, you're naughty today. He will tell that to his deities. Very, very exalted personalities. Their eyes, you can see the love. But still, you may see, hey, his hair is disheveled and never takes bath and never sleep. They don't smell anything. They smell fragrant and never goes to the latrine. These are Paramahamsas. So we cannot judge an external things here, that when Mukunda, he recited the verse. Let me see if I can find this verse. From the third canto. Hare Krishna. Yeah, from the third canto, chapter 2, text 23. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigham sayapayavayayad api asadvi lebhe gatim datri uchitam tatonyam kambha dayalum saranam brajema. So this is Uddhava speaking to Vidura, saying, whom should I worship except Krishna? His magnanimity is so great that when one lady, Putana, came to kill him by poison, she was given the position as mother to him. In his domain, amongst those who are worshipable, he is the most magnanimous personality. Whom shall I have as my worshipable Lord greater than this? Now, after hearing this, Pundarik Vijanidhi started to act very strange. He ripped his clothes, his hookah is like he just threw it away, very expensive. All the canopies are all like disheveled, his hair like, you know, like scattered all over. And he was crying. He was crying after hearing this. And he was uttering, Kamba Dayalum Saranam Brajema Aho Bakiyam. Gadadhar Pandit in the beginning was like, you know, he's not able to understand. That in his mind, he was thinking, what is this? In the beginning, I saw him like very big, big materialist, and now he's crying in ecstasy after hearing this verse about Putana. So he asked Mukunda, how can I counteract this offense? I think I should take shelter of him. So Gadadhar became disciple of Pundarik Vijanidhi. He asked, I want to take shelter of you. It just makes sense, right? Radharani, Vrishabhanu, daughter, father. So we should be very, very careful. We cannot see all of us. Our aim is towards getting closer and closer to Krishna. But the means, how we act, our engagements may be different. But if our aim is the same, it doesn't matter how we approach Lord Krishna. An example is given, just like we are all patients. We are all have the same disease. But the doctor will prescribe each and every one of us a different diet. Some of you may have problem with your liver, or you know, you're not able to eat a big amount. But we all have the same cause to cure our disease. So similarly, one may be looking like, hey, look at him, he looks like, you know, his clothes or his sari, is like, you know, he's different than others. Externally, he may be looking different, but if our aim is genuine, if our aim is on the same direction, it doesn't matter how you'll be able to reach there. the way you want it to reach there. So that is more important. So in Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we learned this lesson that external we cannot judge. We can judge how much closer he is to Krishna. But the way we approach Krishna, it's only between Krishna and ourselves, individually. Does it make sense? Eh? Because yours is different. You're, what? You have a different diet. I have a different diet. But we all have to eat to survive. So when we approach the Supreme Lord, it's the same thing. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami is another extreme personality when it comes to his bhajan. He is the Prayojana Acharya. If it has nothing to do with Radharani, forget it. He says that even if Krishna is not there, I don't care. As long as Radharani is there, then I care. But you cannot separate Krishna and Radharani anyway. Wherever there is Krishna, Radharani is there. He would chant 1 lakh names of the Lord, do his manasa puja. He always carry with him also, after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this Govardhan Shila to worship. You can also have darshan of that Shila in Brada Gokulananda temple. But I've read that somehow there is also this Govardhan Shila somewhere here in the Parikrama Marg here, nearby us. But we always go. Is that true? Yeah? Just like there are 2 tongues in Govardhan Hill. You know, one when you go near Radhakund, Shamakund, then there's another one near Aniyur or something like that, isn't it? In any case, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave his personal Govardhan Shila, whom he worshipped, this Shila, for 3 years, and the Gunjamala representing Srimati Radharani. He would offer 1,000 times to deities, to the deities of the Lord. And 2,000 times he offered obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Now how often do we offer obeisances to the Vaishnavas? It should be as soon as you wake up, our brahmacharis should offer obeisances to each other. Is that being done? Is that practice still on? Or anyone, Grihasthas, anyone you meet around, you offer obeisances. You're not the loser. How many of you offer obeisances to our president? Huh? Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you today? Fine, Hare Krishna. No. If you offer obeisances to the super soul, he says that before you offer obeisances to those who are very advanced devotees, they already offered obeisances to you before. Before you do. This is how advanced they are. So he would offer obeisances. He would do also parikrama, and he would do chant the Hare Krishna mantra even in the scorching heat of the sun. The Srimati Radharani will put her part of the sari to cover Raghunath Das Goswami. Or he would chant and he was oblivious to the surroundings that Lord Krishna will be guarding, because in those days a lot of wild tigers. That painting is there. You've seen that painting in Radhakund? The Tin Goswami also, the Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, the Samadhi there. But there is a special area near Shamakund where also is Bhajan Kutir. And that's why Sanatan Goswami says, don't take the service of the Lord. We should be serving them, not taking service to them, from them. That was the start. Now you should build a hut. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was around 15 years old. Of all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, he was the first Goswami to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right from the very beginning, when he heard, especially from Haridas Thakur, through his teacher, Balaram Acharya, he got connected with Haridas Thakur. Then from Haridas Thakur, he heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just wanted to go and meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, in Advaita Acharya Prabhu's residence. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you go home. Don't get overexcited. You go home, and when the right time comes, you can come and join me. Act in such a way that you are normal. But Raghunath, it was like crying within his heart. He says, how can I do this? How can I do this? That his parents would always wanted to be sure that he's not able to escape. That the parents, they hired 10 guards. Now his parents, Govardhan Majumdar, is in those days is a multimillionaire. Somehow or other, they got a contract with the ruler, the king, to take care of certain area, Shaptagram, and for giving a lease, they will take care of everything, the tax and everything. 12 lakhs rupees, but they will earn 20 lakhs rupees, so the 8 lakhs rupees will be remain. And 1 lakh in those days is like you're a billionaire, practically, lots of money. So the parents decided also to have Raghunath Das Goswami to be married. And the girl was like a celestial lady, exquisite in beauty. But still he always wanted to go and escape, go and see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one day, his teacher, Yadunanacharya, came. He says, I need a Brahmin to take care of my deities because I'm going for a few days. Can you find one for me? So that was the time Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, this is the time I'll be able to escape. And his teacher, his guru says, can you find one for me? Okay, I will find one for you, but you will take me with you. So when they both left or walking away from the ashram, actually he always wanted to run away, that he made his ashram outside of the main house. So it will be easier for him. And then when they were walking away, the guards did not check because he's with the guru. And then when they're a little bit far away from the house, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Guruji, you can go. You can go ahead, no problem. I'll find one. I'll take care of it. So he found one and he ran away. But in a different direction towards the opposite of Puri. Because he knew that his parents will send some search and rescue towards Puri. So he went opposite, and for some days he was walking. And then the next time that he thought, okay, they're already so far, then I will go towards Puri, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Puri. So he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He was in Puri with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for like so many years. Sarvasakshi, how many years? 16 years? Something like that. 14 years, 16 years. Bhagavat Purana was asking the other day, who spent the most time with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then he heard that it was Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Actually, it was Raghunath Das Goswami. Of course, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he met Lord Chaitanya when he was still a young boy, South India. So, yeah, he's very austere. He says that his austerity is like so great. It's like etched on the stone. He would only sleep very little. Not even an hour. And sometimes he will even forget to sleep or even forget to eat. It was always like his eyes are always like looking very, very moistened by tears. And then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his body, he even like 100 grams of butter and a leaf cup. 100 grams. Are we be able to survive like that? No, some brahmacharis, they like to drink half a liter of milk or 1 liter of milk every day. It's a bit, very, very austere. And it's not false austerity. It's genuine austerity because they're so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that they forget the bodily needs. They forget bodily needs. They don't know. Like Pundarik Bijanidhi. So this is Raghunath Das Goswami. He's very amazing. Let me read something for you. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to him. Don't indulge in worldly talk. Don't hear worldly talk. Try your best to avoid mundane matters. Don't eat delicious food, but take whatever ordinary food may come of its own accord. And don't dress luxuriously. Always try to take the name of Krishna with the attitude of giving respect to others, without expecting respect from anyone. Be humble and never aspire for respectful dealings from others. In this way, try to take the name of Krishna constantly. And within, try to serve Shishi Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Mentally be in Vrindavan, rendering service to Shishi Radha Krishna Leela. He gave the charge from his secretary, Sarup Damodar, to Raghunath Das Goswami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of humility, says, he's more qualified than me to take care of you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that his background, Raghunath Das Goswami, coming from a very wealthy family, he even sent some servants to Raghunath Das Goswami and even bought a house in Jagannath Puri, because the parents cannot do anything. They were saying that if our wealth, which is like that of wealth of Kubera, if the wife is so beautiful, it compares to the goddesses of fortune. We cannot stop him from going to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who are we? We cannot do it. So they will send allowance, money. And Raghunath Das Goswami will also invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Pasaram. But then later on he says, no, no, this is not good. I am being proud. I am being proud to invite the Lord to eat on my place. So he gave that up also. And then he started to eat whatever prasad has been thrown from the Jagannath Mandir. That even the cows will not dare to eat. He would pick, you know, the rice, dried rice, and then he will polish them, he will clean them, and this is what he will eat. Such an extreme personality. He is Rati Manjari in Radha Krishna Leela, or some say Rasa Manjari. Raghunandan Das Thakur, his father is Mukunda. He's the king's physician, the doctor of the king, Mukunda. That means he's holding a very, very important position. That one day he says, they have a Gopinath deity. And the Gopinath deity has been worshipped by his father, Mukunda. So I have to go for some errands for a few days. I want you to continue the puja. You offer food and be sure that the Lord will eat. So father left, and then Raghunandan do the offering. It is not known who is his mother. Because if the mother is there, then the mother could have done the puja. In any case, now it's time for the offering. And then Raghunandan says, well, my father says you should eat, so now eat, eat. Because if you don't eat, I'll be scolded. And Gopinath, he consumed everything. He ate everything. So now the father returned. He says, oh, so did you do the puja? Yes, dear father, very nicely. Where is the prasadam? Raghunanda says, oh, I'm sorry. There is nothing left. What do you mean? Gopinath ate everything? Gopinath ate everything. Well, you asked me to feed him, so he ate everything. Now, in the mind of Mukunda, he was thinking, I don't think he will lie. He's just a simple boy. So he decided one day to test whether he's really telling the truth or not. And he told Raghunandan, my dear son, I'm going again for an errand. So he please take care, okay? Be sure the deities Gopinath eats. So he left the house, but immediately he returned. He was looking in a small hole, trying to figure out what's going to happen. No. Again, the same thing. Raghunandan says, eat, eat. My father is away, so you have to eat. And then he saw Mukunda. So that Gopinath took a laddu and ate half of the laddu. And then Raghunandan saw Mukunda was hiding, and then Mukunda came out, and then Gopinath stopped. He stopped eating the laddu. So if you go to Srikant, you have been there? Sarvasakshi Prabhu? You have been to many places. We should go one day and see a very small deity that still half of the laddu is still there. Now, this is not made up. This is not like, you know, like, this is how it is. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who is the father or who is the son? Are you the father or he is your son? Or is he the father or are you the son? Mukunda says, he is the father, I am the son. I'm just following in his footsteps. The love that he has for the Supreme Lord is unfathomable. So we should be like this also. Some may just come before us or after us, let's say, but the devotion of that devotee or the newcomer is much greater than us, the way we see them, the way how humble they are, the way how obedient they are, the way how submissive they are. We should learn from them. Even they just came recently. We should try to imbibe any good qualities that we can see from each and everyone and try to follow in their footsteps. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Is this the last one? Huh? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is very, very great devotee of the Supreme Lord. Especially his tika or his explanation, the purport. Sarat Darshana? What's the name? Yes. He made so many commentaries, Srimad Bhagavatam. After reading Jiva Goswami's commentary, Sridhar Swami's commentary, Sanatan Goswami's commentary, he became inspired. This is his greatest, actually, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Purana, Amala Purana. So he was inspired to also glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. That most of the quotations that we read from Srila Prabhupada's books is from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Was he the one who wrote the Guru Vastakam? Yeah. He says that anyone who chants the Guru Vastakam every day without fail, they'll go back home back to Godhead. So fortunate we are. We have two Mangalartiks, one Prabhupada Samadhi and one over here. Yeah, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, I would like to also write and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam for two reasons. Out of my foolishness and by the mercy of the Supreme Lord Himself. You know, out of my foolishness. I know I will try and I could be like a laughing stock. I can be a laughing stock of everyone, but at least I will try. And also, yes, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, I will write. This is the nature of the devotee. They're always humble. They don't take any credits for themselves. Like Srila Prabhupada, whenever he's been praised or glorified, he will always say, oh, this is only due to the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. And sometimes he will say, oh, this is also to the mercy of my disciples that I'm able to do my service for my Guru Maharaj. And one time he will say also, oh, you are all my guru. You young boys and girls. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote many, many books. It is said that is an expansion of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is like the god of poet. He's an expansion. There is like practically no difference between Rupa Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. What is actually amazing with Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he studied the Srimad Bhagavatam, that he knows how to connect from one. It's like in now we're in the 10th canto. Most of these purports that we're reading is from Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. They're given the vision how to see, and we go deeper and deeper, that for an ordinary devotee, we're not be able to penetrate, we're not be able to see. So their eyes are like, it goes so deep that they will write an even an understandable, easy to understand. Just like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would write seemingly very simple but very deep. So the acharyas are like this. They will give their commentaries for the understanding of common men. And without them, we'll not be able to see and to understand what's going on. They'll be like a curtain that will not be able to see what's on the other side. He was saying that to really understand, because he explains also the sequence from faith to prema, that before we get the faith, because we all need faith in attaining love of God, you need two things. You need a slight mercy from the pure devotee of the Lord, and also a little bit of ways how you serve them. Then faith will start. And then when you reach prema, you attain love of God, you'll see a darshan of the Supreme Lord, and you'll be able to relish the relationship between the Supreme Lord and ourselves. It's amazing how he connects. Sometimes in his tikka, he will quote from previous chapters, and also he would quote few chapters ahead. How do they do this? It's like Jiva Goswami. How he can write lakhs and lakhs of verses. They're empowered. They're not of this world. We cannot compare with them. But we can just try to understand and follow in their footsteps, and also be humble like they are. Be humble like they are. Usually this is the foremost quality of a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. So, yes, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in our disciplic succession, there is a Diksha line and Siksha line. And he was saying that Siksha line is more important, more prominent. Because what we should gather actually is the essence of the teachings. But there is also Diksha line and Siksha line. But out of the two, Siksha line is better. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. There are many more things. So many pastimes. Raghunath Das Goswami. Panihati festival. He's being caught by the government people. So many. There's another pastime of Raghunandan Thakur I did not mention. So, are there any questions or comments? You're not wearing yellow today? Our new bhaktas, they wear yellow every day. Any points? Krishna Kumar Prabhu, you'd like to give the microphone? Huh?
Mandali.
Huh? Let me see. Yeah, he's usually these associates are anyone can. I've read it, but it just slipped. No, I'm not able to get it now. This is usually in the Gora Ganodesh Deepika. I'm sorry, not now. Abhinay Batme. Okay? Anything else? Yes, sir. Turn it on? Don't turn it on. Just keep it on the whole time. Huh? Hare Krishna. Speak. Speak.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. My question is, like you said in your philosophical lecture, that if Shiksha is not prominent, then if a person educating himself and with his mind takes somebody as his spiritual master, but unable to take Shiksha from him, maybe some of it could be many reasons. So can he be that authentic disciple of that spiritual master?
Usually the Shiksha Guru becomes the Diksha Guru. If we say, if that is the philosophy, then okay, my Shiksha Guru is Rupa Goswami. I don't need initiation. I don't need Diksha from Prabhupada's disciples or the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. They would say, I don't need Prabhupada's Diksha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Shiksha Guru. No, it doesn't work like that. You need a Diksha Guru first. Okay? All of these great personalities, they have Diksha Guru. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a Diksha Guru. Lord Krishna has a Diksha Guru. To set an example. Okay?
Yeah. Because of it is not like in Diksha. Intentionally,
he is
not
taking Diksha. But because
of unknown reasons and
uncontrollable
situation, by the end of his life, he just couldn't
get
on the
Diksha
Guru.
You still need a Diksha to connect to Krishna. There's no way. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Formal initiation is a must. Otherwise, you'll be just like wishy-washy. Oh, I don't like you, I go another one. Oh, I don't like him, I go another one. I don't like, no, it's not like that. You have to be connected formally to Krishna at the time of initiation, Diksha. Then after that, you can have a million Shiksha Gurus. Okay? Jai. Basan Panchami Ki!